1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Weeks after Wisconsin Eye stopped streaming state government proceedings, lawmakers are introducing new legislation to help with funding issues at the nonprofit. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer announced the proposed bill on Thursday, which would provide partial funding for the nonprofit to begin broadcasting hearings again during the February floor session. Lawmakers also intend to continue seeking a more permanent solution to Wisconsin Eye's funding issues. Wisconsin Eye officials announced the funding challenges in November, saying they needed to raise $1 million to continue their operations this year. Earlier this month, the nonprofit started a GoFundMe campaign with the goal of raising $250,000 to resume operations for the first 3 months of the year while continuing to pursue a long-term solution. State Representative Neubauer says the bill does not have an exact matching contribution requirement for Wisconsin Eye, but the nonprofit will be responsible for raising a few hundred thousand dollars a year to support the streaming service. A Western Wisconsin lawmaker is introducing more legislation to regulate the development of data centers. State Representative Clint Moses announced the proposed bill in a press release last week, saying it would improve transparency and accountability in data center development. If passed into law, the bill would prohibit data center developers from entering into non-disclosure agreements or similar arrangements that conceal important information on the projects from local governments and property owners. The legislation would also prohibit municipalities from approving a data center project at all if the developer violates the transparency requirement. Western Wisconsin has become a focal point for the debate over data center regulation over the last few months. Planning for a proposed $1.6 billion data center on land annexed by the city of Menominee last summer was paused after just a few weeks amid environmental and energy demand concerns from residents. The city also recently approved a new ordinance clarifying the definition of data centers and creating a new zoning district for them. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 12 this afternoon with wind out of the west to southwest at about 10 to 20. And that's going to keep the wind chill below zero here most of the day. Tonight, mostly cloudy, two above. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 11. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.